107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor. Donald Trump's hush money trial underway here in New York City. This is the case involving a six-figure payment to adult entertainer Stormy Daniels.
Prosecutors allege at Trump's direction, his fixer Michael Cohen paid Daniels off and agreed to cook the books. So when Trump reimbursed him, it appeared as routine legal bills. Prosecutor called it a conspiracy to influence the 2016 election, to help Donald Trump get elected. Election fraud, pure and simple.
ABC Aaron Kaczynski. Two Malaysian military helicopters collided during a training flight at a naval base. All 10 people aboard the two aircraft were killed. They were rehearsing for the Malaysian Navy's 90th anniversary celebration. In Becker County, Northwest Minnesota, State Senator Nicole Mitchell is in custody on a burglary charge. Arrested inside a home. Connection to the homeowner not clear. Mitchell is a meteorologist who previously worked for the Weather Channel. This is ABC News. In Southern California, work has begun on a high-speed rail line.
Let's go build that railroad.
Hammering in ceremonial railroad states, political, union, and business leaders from both Nevada and California kicked off construction of what's designed to be the first true high-speed rail in the U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
This train will move people at 186 miles an hour between Southern California and Las Vegas in just over 2 hours.
It'll run along a notoriously clogged highway between L.A. and Las Vegas, set to debut before the 2028 L.A. Olympics. Alex Stone, ECN News, Los Angeles.
Madonna's penchant for starting shows late has produced yet another lawsuit against the superstar.
Contragoers in D.C. filed a class action lawsuit saying Madonna's shows there in December started 2 hours late. It was uncomfortably hot in the arena, and she lip-synced her song, all making for an unpleasant experience, and they want compensation. This follows a similar suit by the same lawyers in New York. Her lawyers are trying to get the original suit thrown out.
Richard Cantor, ABC News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in retirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Peach Wawa.
In honor of National Cheese Ball Day, what food totally disgusts you for me? It's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand.
Tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I think it's nasty.
Nightline with Peach Wawa. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin
45
needs to know.
For the overnight
12
hours,
law enforcement agencies
Tuesday
around Wisconsin are
with
splitting almost
showers,
$2 million
for Tuesday
in opioid
night and showers
funds.
Ending, and then a low of 30. Wednesday mostly sunny and cooler than normal, a high of 54. Thursday mostly sunny, rather nice, a high of 62. Rain likely at times on Friday in 62, and up to 68 degrees
North America
expected
might be
on
in for another
Saturday.
Smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is the health professional for a healthy climate. As climate change is due to hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfire.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease, lung disease, and get sicker. There's a lot of downstream consequences.
Insects carry disease, thrive in warmer weather. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. And you're
the Bucks shocked the Pacers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The odds makers had Indiana as favorites, so did the networks, but the Bucks controlled the pace and beat the Pacers 109-94 in front of a loud crowd at Fiserv Forum, led by Damian Lillard, who scored 35 points in the first half.
We just got to be the team that, you know, even when we win, we got to be coming in and looking to improve and kind of like, you know, shore up some of the holes that we had in the game tonight.
Doc Rivers, Lillard, who knows?
it's funny. He loves boxing. That's where we kind of connect. Cause I'm Ali and Fridge. I grew up with boxing, and he's got that prize fighter like mentality. It's almost like he was trained for the fight. And then when the bell rings, he seems to be ready.
Game two tomorrow night. Baseball. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cardinals to complete a 3-game sweep in St. Louis.
The guys are battling, man. They're battling. Coming up big for us over and over.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens. She is the one who's out tonight. The man who really cares. And you just paste. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing in the overnight. Breezy south winds will diminish. Lows drop to the mid-40s. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A few showers and thunderstorms develop into the afternoon. Highs in the middle 60s. Currently 59 degrees.
Teach Schwabba.
On the next show, John McGivern, host of PBS's Main Streets, joins the show, and we talk yacht rock with Yachtly crew lead singer Billy Ocean.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. News from the center, WRCE. Just like that, you're the one with the broken heart.
Piece for CBS News by Andrew Peachy. This has been the pitch ever since Wade. It was also the pitch in 1920 by Warren Harding. Warren Harding was the Republican who was elected after Woodrow Wilson, after the Democrat Woodrow Wilson, after the end of World War I, and the tail end of the flu pandemic. And Warren Harding, went out of his way. When he came into office, the top tax rate was 74%. And he went out of his way to drop it down to 25%. It took him 2 years to do it, but he did it. Saying that it would make everybody wealthy. And the theory that he used was, now keep in mind, back then, probably a third of the streets in America in 1920 or 21 were still dirt roads, and there were people still driving, riding horses. It was becoming less and less common. I mean, the car had become a thing, really, in the 1890s and early 1910s. But there was still a lot of people. Everybody, certainly within the living memory of everybody, was, how horses worked and how they, moved down the streets. So Warren Harding's argument was what he called the horses and sparrow theory, which is that if you feed horses extra oats more than they normally could digest, they pass through into their horse patties undigested oats. And the sparrows, the tiny birds, come out and eat those oats. So you're basically feeding the sparrows by overfeeding the horses. And the logic was that if we help the rich get even richer, they will trickle that money down or poop that money out or whatever to the poor people, the sparrows. When Reagan came along and tried this in 1981, he had a different metaphor. It was the trickle-down theory that if you overfill, a wine glass, some of that wine is going to trickle down onto the table and eventually onto the floor, and it's going to get all over your shoes and you're going to have more wine, I guess, or something like that. I don't know. This has been their sales pitch. And so they've been doing this for 50 years. From Australia to England to the United States, they've looked at this. There's two economists, David Hope and Julian Lindbergh of the King's College London School of Economics. And they looked at tax breaks for the rich during this 50-year period from 1965 to 2015. And they compared the United States, Australia, and the United Kingdom. All three countries embraced neoliberalism in the late 60s and throughout the 70s. We were heavier in the 70s. And what they found was that, quote, based on our research, we would argue that the economic rationale for keeping taxes on the rich low is weak in
fact, if we look back into history, the period of the highest taxes on the rich was also a period with high economic growth and low unemployment. But don't mess with now, the analysis ends in 2015, so we don't have an opportunity to look at Trump's tax cuts. But, you know, we can just look at Trump's tax cuts right now and see that, you know, basically they didn't help. They didn't do anything. So, enough, right? Enough already. And I think people are waking up to it. You know, it was the horse and sparrow theory was pitched in 1921, and you had the massive, the Republican Great Depression was kicked off in October of 1929 with a massive stock market crash. And by 1932, everybody had figured out this is BS. You know, this whole horses and sparrow thing doesn't make any sense. Why not just feed the sparrows? Right? Why not just pay decent wages to people? Or make the government the employer of last resort? And with regard to, you know, housing, I would say, why not make the government the houser of last resort? I mean, there are some things that are pretty much essential to function in our society. You have to have housing, you have to have food, you have to have a reasonable level of heat and air conditioning, depending on where you live in the country. And you need health care. And let's just, like, change the rules around these things that are essentially part of the common, these things that are fundamental to all of our life. So anyhow, CBS's Money Watch just kind of blew this one apart. 50 years of tax cuts for the rich have failed to trickle down, is essentially the headline. And it's a good one, and it's true. Meanwhile, Senator John Ossoff is taking it to them. This was before the House vote on Ukraine aid. But this is amazing. Senator John Ossoff, of course, the senator from Georgia, the Democratic senator from Georgia, who was elected during that brief period of time when Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger were not able to purge large numbers of people from the voting rolls. Of course, since John Ossoff was elected, they appear to have purged over a million people, you know, preparing for this election this fall to make sure that no Democrats ever get elected again in Georgia. But anyhow, here's Senator John Ossoff on the floor of the Senate just a couple of days ago.
No one, and I mean no one, is interested in or takes seriously lectures on border security from Senate Republicans. No one. In one of the most stunning acts of political cowardice in recent American history, a bipartisan border security bill co-authored by a conservative Republican member of this committee was put forward in the U.S. Senate. It would have tightened asylum standards to stop exploitation of the asylum system. It would have surged enforcement resources to the border. It would have meant more expedited removals of those who enter this country unlawfully. It would have empowered the federal government to take the fight to the drug cartels who are laying waste to communities across our country with fentanyl. A bipartisan border security bill co-authored by a conservative Republican member of this committee. And it wasn't just voted down by Senate Republicans, it was denied even a debate on the floor of the United States Senate. Because the former president of the United States, and he said this publicly, thought it wasn't in his political interest for the nation to be served. It wasn't in his political interest for a bipartisan border security bill to be enacted by Congress. The American people are smart. No prescription, honey, when my skies are gray. So all of the performative chest-pounding today on border security is utterly disingenuous. When Senate Republicans abrogated their basic governing responsibility and refused even to let us debate and amend that bipartisan border security proposal, the American people see that and understand that.
But there you go. This is John Ossoff. And I mention, you know, this in the context of the Ukraine aid, because the original package that came from the Senate to the House contained aid to Ukraine, aid to Taiwan, aid to Israel and Gaza, and a border security bill. So in the House, they stripped out the border security bill because Donald Trump told them to. This was Mike Johnson. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican in Louisiana, is the new Joe Lieberman when it comes to sucking up the health insurance executives who will pay his way, shall we say, so that he will help keep their obscene profits high. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break. Wendell Potter blogging about it or writing about it over at Substack. On the other side of this break, and I'll pick up your calls as well. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls. As well, by the way, said, we did not commit any crimes.
Successful people that finish their books.
Thanks for making us your radio choice since 1949. Country and community, WRCO-FM, 100.9.
Book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Bob, producer of The Slice of Wisconsin Series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. Today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Malone.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits you. Go to Glassdoor.com to download the app today.
Hey folks, Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. Has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree, it's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer for participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much
Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter?
Wurtz Floor and Home.
Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter?
Helps the body heal
does calling
itself,
the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter?
Stop down
of
to
course
our new
it matters.
Sister company,
no wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
With ease with NAPA's Milwaukee line of tools, heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and NAPA. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools and NAPA, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
You can read it and share with your friends for free.
NAPA's Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer, Pappas Trading Post, offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today.
He said the insurance lobby relied on the late Senator Joe Lieberman to kill the public option in 2010 by a one-vote margin. Insurers just needed one man to cast a single vote to enable them to make massive profits for years to come. It's become clear this week, on the Father writes, that the industry has a new Joe Lieberman.
At least Senator eight John times Kennedy, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside.
Stretch Armstrong. Saves seniors the year. The most corporate run plans an average of $2,400 a year. Kennedy cited that number.
Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of these neat scars on my right arm.
He says, during my career in insurance business, my colleagues and I would often pay for research designed to prove
and my mom tried.
We got a spin to get into the public consciousness.
It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in.
Their fossil hairdo days,
nail bottoms and eight-track pays. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I would trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns and saws. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke's and cut off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky. The whole world cried.
The new guy
it was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rings and black Trans Ams.
All right, so what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls, Diane.
Looking back now, I can see me. Oh, man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes.
bottle.
Oh, man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something.
This was her big pitch. We can do it as pay for, pay, you know, execute Obama by firing squad and do it as pay for.
Yeah, and she looks so normal, you know, and that's the thing.
It was the left in the 70s. It was Aldo Moro and the Red Brigades and all those guys. Aldo Moro, I think, was the prime minister who got kidnapped and died in the trunk of a car. But that was a right-wing group. That was a Maoist group.
Oh, no, are you sure? Because I know that they said, you might be right. I know that they were taking and setting up, like, communists and socialists, anybody that was, you know, left of whatever kind of fact that they were, and setting them up, shooting bombs in their headquarters.
Well, that was the last gasp of the violent left, you know, between the Weather Underground here in the United States in the early 70s and the Red Brigades in Italy. Bunch of these left-wing groups, they're all gone now, you know? Now it's all right-wing hate and violence.
The older I get, the more I look back on things and say, no, not everybody like the Weather Underground, but we're some people, informants and stuff, like and it's, you know, I know they really were, and it's
We had, in SDS, we had an informant. He was the guy with the crew cut who was always saying, let's go burn down the ROTC building. And he always, no, we don't do violence, dude. And he's like, no, we can burn down the ROTC building, seriously. It's like, come on, guy, you work for the state police, don't you? Well, yeah. Diane, thank you for the call. That's a good one. Thank you very much. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Stay with us.
Say the things you used to say.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I ring on my cell phone. Had a funny feeling when I said, he said, it's gone too far and a lot too fast. Was a big run of fun, but I miss you real bad. And it was all like that. Trying to first cigarette while I racked my brain. Was it a what I meant to be or a what's my name? Got my mom on the line at 2 a.m. Said it's gonna take time for your heart to mend. 3 nights later, I was on to move on.
What should you avoid from your
meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different?
Jimmy Buffett and Johnny Cash tunes. Never even talked about you, know who. I can't really hate him. I hope he's happy now. He did me a favor. Gave me the easy out.
get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/time, drmartypets.com/CHOM, or text time to 511-511.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's hush money trial underway here in New York City. This is the case involving a six-figure payment to adult entertainer Stormy Daniels.
Prosecutors allege at Trump's direction, his fixer Michael Cohen paid Daniels off and agreed to cook the books. So when Trump reimbursed him, it appeared as routine legal bills. The prosecutor called it a conspiracy to influence the 2016 election to help Donald Trump get elected. Election fraud, pure and simple.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Two Malaysian military helicopters collided during a training flight at a naval base. All 10 people aboard the two aircraft were killed. They were rehearsing for the Malaysian Navy's 90th anniversary celebration last month. In Becker County, northwest Minnesota, State Senator Nicole Mitchell is in custody on a burglary charge, arrested inside a home. Connection to the homeowner not clear. Mitchell is a meteorologist who previously worked for the Weather Channel. This is ABC News.
Is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris unveils the Biden administration's new standards for nursing home staffing in the continental Bronx. She points out a lot of caregivers are women of color.
There are people in our country right now that are suggesting that to focus on diversity, equity, inclusion, because they may not want conversations.
The new rules mandate a minimum number of hours that staff members spend with residents, and they also require a registered nurse to be available around the clock. Today is Earth Day. Today is Planet versus Plastic. Plastic production is projected to triple by 2050. Topic changes. This week, negotiators representing most of the world's nations gather in Canada to work out a plastic pollution treaty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
With the 60-second showbiz beat. Can you imagine shooting a film for 78 days with 200 stunt workers? Furiosa, a Mad Max saga director, George Miller, did just that. But it wasn't the whole movie. It was only a 15-minute action sequence. Insiders say the scene is so intense in the Furiosa prequel that Miller might have topped what he did in Mad Max Fury Road. The film will premiere at the Cannes Film Festival on May 15th and hits theaters in the U.S. on May 24th. And actors can sometimes be dramatic news. Giancarlo Esposito says he considered planning his own murder for the life insurance money so he could take care of his family. IndieWire reports that before the 5-time Emmy nominee landed the role of Gus Frank in Breaking Bad, he was so down from being unemployed as an actor, he gave it serious thought. Ultimately, Esposito decided he'd rather be in his kids' lives, even without money. If he had decided to hire someone to off himself, it might have been nice if he tried to hire a fellow out-of-work actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing in the overnight. Breezy south winds will diminish as lows drop to the mid-40s. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A few showers and thunderstorms develop into the afternoon. Highs in the middle 60s. Currently 59 degrees.
The Todd Alma Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here is that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That's your thought.
That's not what he was talking about.
Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in. We put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. On our next show, Todd's going to be back in the studio here in Madison, and we'll have our normal Tuesday tangents with Luke Mathers and talk about a town hall on the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I have to call Tom, but somebody Chicago, something.
It's the baddest part of town.
And if you go down there, you better just be well.
It's all so obvious, and I'm going to sit here and
call about it. Struggle then began in 1804. The nation is founded a long time ago.
I'm running out of time here. I'm curious what your prescription is for how the United States should react to what's going on.
Here's my prescription, and I'm going to call you as much as I can get on to Ghana and my relations. My prescription is the last thing in the U.S. intervention or any Western intervention. So if I were able to govern ourselves before the intervention started, the biggest thing you have to do is to stay out of the politics of it, because when they come in, they pillage, they create chaos.
Aren't people being quite worried in the streets right now?
Absolutely. And you know who's doing it? We don't produce guns. Those guns came from Florida. And the U.S. government is aware of it. They're allowing it to happen because what they want is, Haiti has a lot of money. And we don't know that we are one of the poorest countries in the country. It is, again, propaganda. Haiti has a lot of gold, both sides. Like, so many resources. We have something called uranium, which allows us to go to space. All of these things need to be mined. That's what wars are fighting. These wars that are fighting.
So you're saying that the United States is facilitating the violence in Haiti in order to ultimately steal its natural resources?
And I
must say, I'm finally
feeling fine. And I have proof. I don't have enough time on the phone, but I know along,
taking my time. Finally find a little peace of mind. Little long cold winter and I miss the sunshine.
With the solar array, the boat sitting there, I was doing all right.
No place to be, got no deadlines.
With
the girl on my left and a beer on my right. This seems to be the perfect life. No place to be, I'm on summertime.
There's another
new friends and ocean air. I don't know what it means, but they don't seem to care. The folks back home, I'm sure they're doing fine. I'll send a letter across the state line. Hey, what's up? I'm on summertime. We're gonna live it up, take a chance, find a little romance. Wanna spend the rest of my life, every day just like tonight, moving nice and slow.
Now, if Mexico had invaded the United States and taken half of Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, would you be saying, "Hey, we should negotiate"? Then why do you think Ukrainians should? They've had 10% of their country stolen by a hostile foreign.
Right.
It's time for Ukraine to negotiate. You know, yeah, right. No, it's time for Ukraine to push Russia out of Ukraine.
We'll chase the moon, bright stars, find the muscle in the scar. I know still got something there.
Experts were saying, yeah,
so come on, I take my hand. Feel my heart, girl, understand. I got a thunder down in my chest.
We'll be back 45 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
Can't see who's nothing but mine.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 45 minutes.
The weeds have all grown around where I'll gently lay you down. And I'll try to tell you how I feel. But you place your finger on my mouth. Whisper, baby, no, not now. The night is young and we still got time still. Hey, yeah. Can't see.
Death. It keeps you tossing and turning, and you can't get away from it. The truth is, the system is designed to trap you. It's signaling high-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible. There's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like old school debt. It's a string of debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balance and see you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, to find every solution possible to end your debt. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. ZapMyDebt.com. That's ZapMyDebt.com. ZapMyDebt.com.
Let's go crazy.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can't run, or you can't.
Drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheese Ball Day. What food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't
attention
be from
attention all businesses.
It just
looking
has the worst smell.
Looking to boost your visibility and reach your community?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Join the ranks of thriving businesses and connect with your neighbors. Whether you're a small shop or a local service, the Richland County Telephone Directory is the go-to resource for residents, serving dozens of communities. Don't miss out on the opportunity to showcase your business to the community. Be a part of the directory that locals trust. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory, because when your community looks for you, they're go-to. Day, place while the show is the Richland live, County Telephone Directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details.
Every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all
are you ready for some Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival fun?
No cost?
Join us on Friday, May 17th for the Riverdale Varsity Baseball Game and Thunder Showers Bounce Houses at Pickering Park and the Little League Baseball Tournament at JC Ballpark. Be sure to come hungry and stop by the American Legion Burger and Beverage Stand from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Mushroom Headquarters. Thank you to Delta 3 Engineering, WPPI Energy, and Corner Drop for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Calling all flavor enthusiasts. Head to Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel for a taste adventure. Indulge in hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream that's sure to satisfy your sweet cravings. But that's not all. They're not just about ice cream. Dive into a full menu of delicious options from burgers and much more. Utter Brothers Creamery, where good times and great flavors come together. At 1100 Elm Street in Boscobel. Don't miss out on the deliciousness.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. Eating dog food is great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs really Dr. Marty's Nature's Plan. It's ready the moment it's meal time. It's shelf stable and dry to the touch, so you don't have to squeeze it in a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Plan is freeze-dried raw. It even has an optimal amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture you'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% on Nature's Plan, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures that they're selling before the dog feeds. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, we're going to have calls here. Bob in San Jose. Hey, Bob, what's up?
What's wrong with these numbers?
Right here waiting, staying strong, come and fall into me.
Why are people moving to the freeway exits?
And the
this is a relatively new and the big point that Zillow made is that whenever local housing prices go above 32% of income, then you start seeing housing explode. That math seems all true everywhere in the United States. And like I said earlier, when my dad bought his house in 1957, he bought it for $13,000, and he made around $7,500 a year as, you know, working at tool and die shop. So the housing costs, in fact, the average house in 1957, was sold for 2.2 times the minimum wage. Right now, the average house is over $500,000 a year. So right now it's more than 10 times rather than 2 times. And that's one of the things that's really driving this. But Bob, thank you. Thanks for the wonderful stuff. That was very well done. AJ in La Mesa, California. That's AJ, what you need me to do.
Hi, John. Baby, it's your move. All you got to do is believe. Some of your listeners may have seen either the New York Times or the Washington Post by name.
If you're in a hospital room where from your bed you can see nature, you can see trees, you can see a forest, you can see a park, you heal faster than if you don't, if you're looking out on buildings or if you're just looking at, if there's just a wall there. We know that people who live in places where they can regularly encounter nature, where they're surrounded by forests and things like that, they have better mental health. They're less likely to experience depression or even psychosis. It's absolutely fascinating. And yet we are gutting nature every single day. AJ, thank you for the call. Thanks for the quotes. My apologies to the folks still on hold. We'll pick up, we've still got 4 more days this week. So call back. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're in.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99. We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Crude and Dumb.
Tune in through a cracked windshield.
Donald Trump, criminal trial, New York.
hear about the gag order.
Whether or not Trump gets violated.
Tune in.
Greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. That's why this is News from the Center. 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cancer. The blame game and the destruction of Baltimore's Francis